Welcome to the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. I'm Laura Dierda, an editor at Becker's Healthcare, and I'm thrilled to welcome Erica Steed, Director of Patient Experience at WellStar North Fulton Hospital in Georgia. Erica, could you please tell us a little bit about your background and points of pride for WellStar North Fulton Hospital?
Absolutely. So I first want to start off by thanking you for allowing me to be on this podcast today. Prior to joining WellStar North Fulton, I spent a majority of my career in the U.S. Army, but I've been with WellStar North Fulton for the last 4 years as the Director of Patient Experience, like you said earlier. I get to oversee our magnificent gift shop, our volunteer services program, our patient advisory program, and everything when it comes to complaints and grievances in the patient experience. When you say, what do I pride, my pride point at WellStar North Fulton, I would have to say the implementation of the standard work. When I came there, it was a lot of compassionate, caring nurses and ancillary staff, but we didn't have a standard approach to the way we implemented things at the hospital. So I'm just so excited that in 4 years that we have come full circle and the team is really being very strategic and very intentional with the way in which we have implemented the patient experience program.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've been very busy there, and obviously there's a lot to do, especially during the pandemic. What are your priorities today, and how do you see them evolving over the next year?
Well, my priority today is to be more intentional. And when I say being more intentional, I want to make sure that I'm not doing just a lot of activities, but I'm being productive in whatever activities that I'm working on. So the point I'm making is when I say intentional, I want to be intentional with the delivery of communication with the staff. I want to be intentional with any projects or implementations that we're doing so we don't burn out the staff. Just want to make sure that we aren't just busy being busy and not really being meaningful in the work that we're doing. So that's my laser focus, is to make sure that whatever we're working on is going to give us the biggest bang for our bucks. And then I'm hoping that it trickles down to other departments and it becomes truly the culture of our organization. What we found out this year is, guess what? We don't have to have all these face-to-face meetings. We were just as productive with the Zooms and the team apps and things of that nature, where we were all able to still come together, be more concise with our delivery, and the meetings were much more effective because you had to be prepared for them. It was a lot less chatter, chit chat between teammates, and you were really able to get the work done. So that's what I'm really hoping that we've all learned this year, and that we can involve even the more learning how to utilize technology and being more intentional with all of our delivery.
Absolutely. That sounds great and really, you know, a great strategy to move forward, especially with building the teams and making sure that everybody's able to communicate and get things done effectively. What are you excited about for the future?
Well, the thing I'm most excited about, I'll be honest with you, is on last week next to my office, the entire pharmacy team, you know, they've built out a space for all of the vaccinations for the COVID-19. So I'm just really excited for science right now. I'm really excited about, you know, there was a sense of urgency to come up with the solutions. So I'm excited about what this may bring for, you know, the cancers and the dementias of the world. And, you know, selfish me, I have an autistic son. So, you know, with a sense of urgency, what can we do in that arena as well? So I'm just excited about the urgency to fix things and how we could all come together and make that come to pass within, you know, within less than a year's time.
Absolutely. That's a great point, really being able to take, as you mentioned, that urgency or that ability to respond quickly and make things happen really, really has been impressive this past year. And being able to do that beyond just COVID-19 would be fantastic. So before we wrap up our conversation here, I wanted to ask you about leadership. Can you share 3 pieces of advice that you would have for emerging leaders today?
Oh, wow. If I could talk to myself 20 years ago, I wish these 3 nuggets were shared with me. But for emergent leaders, I would definitely tell them to be patient. The day that you plant a seed isn't the same day that you're going to eat the fruit of your labor. So just be patient with yourself. I would definitely tell somebody that you are your environment. You know, the person that you will be in 5 years is all contingent upon, you know, the books you read, the people you hang out with, the food you eat, the habits that you adopt, and then the conversations that you are engaging in right now in this moment. So I would encourage everybody to just be careful about their surroundings and the people that they associate themselves with. And then my third one would definitely be a work-life balance. You know, there's 1,440 minutes in a day that can't be exchanged, they can't be refunded, they can't be replaced. So to really handle each day with care and to make the most of every single day. So having that true work-life balance, because the most meaningful thing in life is definitely going to be your family, your extended family, you know, your loved ones. So those would be my three nuggets for any emergent leaders.
Absolutely. That's a great point, especially when you're talking about being patient and making sure that you're setting yourself a good foundation for the future is incredibly important. Thank you so much, Erica, for joining us on the podcast today. I really appreciate our conversation, and I look forward to connecting with you again in the future.
Absolutely.